Yeah, I sent out another 3-minute clip from the Yiddish, but I want to get feedback. And most, the way to do it is to listen to the clip with the lexicon and then listen to it without the lexicon, or maybe three times. It's a 3-minute piece. So I want to get feedback from the guys. I don't know if I mentioned yesterday. If you could send me a text. If you're getting something from it, you want me to continue, to send me a text. If you're not, you don't have to send me a text that you're not getting anything out of it. But, so that's it. I'm only going to continue it if there's a few guys at least who are getting to Ellis. Okay, we left off in the Rosh. So we had a Zeke in the Rosh. The Rosh had two Yisraelis, one built on top of the other. First, the Rosh of the Yisrael. When you have a Roy, Yodesh B'Yodesh, Chabetei. So the Isser is Nepach Liyas Heter, and it's Mutter to eat them all at once. And then he said, a further Yisrael, a second Yisrael. And for that first Yisrael, he doesn't bring such a great smoking gun Raya. He says the Loshon Gemara bittul is mashmal away, and the Gemara never says otherwise. The Gemara doesn't say you're not allowed to eat them all keechon. So from all of that, it seems to indicate to him that he's right, that it's nebuchly, it's mutin, you're allowed to eat them all keechon. Then he goes on and he says a second Yisrael, it's built on top of the first, that since all the chatichas are nebuch to be mutter, so even afterwards, if I would be mavashalim, now it's no longer yovish b'yovish, now it's lach b'lach. Now lechor, you ought to have shishim. Now you don't have any more the bittul of chad b'tre. But once it was also, once it was netzah, once it was hutter rather, once it became hutter, it's not chayzul yisroi. And for that yisroi, he brings your eye from the Gemara in Zvachim about v'chi megisa asir, that you have this chatas hamesik got mixed up in a herd, and where the Gemara suggests we should make them all be perish. And the Gemara said, so why can't we make, so the Gemara asked, why not just make them all be perish? Let's stampede the herd, they'll all be perish. The Mishnah says they all have to die. Why do we all have to die? We'll stampede the herd and we'll take out, everything will be called the perish. So first the Gemara wants to say, it's Xera, because maybe Asara Kainim will come and we'll bring them and be makiv them ke'echot. So and the Rosh apparently understood they were talking about being makiv all of them ke'echot, not just the Roiv of them ke'echot, but all of them ke'echot. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara suggested maybe that'll be a problem. That's why they don't allow it, because we're geyser, all do such a thing. So the Gemara says, v'chi megisa asira. The Rosh understands that to mean, once it became mutter, it's called the parish. So memela, it blives mutter, even though now it's a matzav of kavua. Before it was called the parish, but now it's kavua. In the megisa, it's all kavua. It was chazal kviusah. So why isn't it chavua? So why isn't it? So now it should be osir. Before it was called the parish, but now it's an isa kavua. So he says, the right is, you saw it, that once it became mutter, it's not chayzer li'isurai. So yesterday we had, at the end of Shia, we had two diyukim in the Rosh that we were grappling with. Number one, why does the Rosh make the issue that they mean chayzer li'kviyusam? The Rosh in the Rosh is, they're chayzer li'kviyusam. Why not make the issue that you're being makav them all ke'echot? So you have an achila ka'achas, the Mizbeach is doing an achila ka'achas. So why isn't that the problem? Why does the Rosh only focus on the fact that now there's a kvius in the Megisa, they're going to be kavua? What about the fact that it's an achilah ka'achas? And number two, it's really two sides of the same question, why is the Rosh only bringing this Gemara as a raya to his second yisoid, that once something became mutter, it's not chayzul yisuroi? He should have brought this Gemara as a raya to his first yisoid, that when you have a roiv, it becomes, you're allowed to eat them ke'echot. It's nepachli, it's mutter, and you're allowed to eat them ke'echot. Because here I see that we have a roiv, and through the roiv, I'm allowed to be makav them all ke'echot, so you have an achilas nizbeach ke'echot. Those are the two diuk. So yesterday, at the end of Shir, I started to say, maybe Taka the Rosh holds that really there's a problem being makav them all ke'echot. Maybe that Yitaka can't do. Maybe by cold the person, it's only a beer of sveikas. Maybe you really can't be makav them all ke'echot. That's why I, before the Rosh, by Yovish B'Yovish, you're allowed to eat them all ke'echot. And maybe Yovish B'Yovish is talking out of it, not a rave of Kol Deparish. Maybe Yovish B'Yovish is a hisbatlus. It's like the original Havamina that we had in the Rosh. Maybe that was right all along. That there's a difference between the rave of Yovish B'Yovish, that's a kind of bittul boitzim yutoy, kind of similar to lach b'lach. And it's a pulis bittul. And their attack is nepachli is mutter. So there you can eat them all ke'echot. But by the case of the Emurim over here, by the case of the Chatas HaMeso, maybe you really can't be makir the woman all on the Mizbeach at the same. Maybe there really be a problem makir all on the Mizbeach at the same time. And maybe Taka can't. But that's very dochuk. I'm thinking now it's very dochuk, because then at the end of the day you have a problem. So let's say that was the Gzeira. The Gemara said, you know, if you really are not allowed to be makar the mulke echad on the mizbeach, so let the Gemara say that that was the gzeira. Not that you're going to put them in a megisa together and they're going to be kavur. Okay, that's not chayzer le'etera. But why isn't there still a problem that you're going to be makir v'molam and zbeach, it'll be achilis mizbeach echad? And if that's really also, so let the Gemara say that that's the problem. So at the end of the day, we haven't gained so much. If we're going to suggest that in fact the Rosh holds that you're not allowed to be makir v'molam behemis ke'echad, then why can't the Gemara say, and that's why the Rosh is at pains to say that that's not what we're talking about. The Gemara wasn't talking about being makir v'molam ke'echad. The Gemara was just talking about the issue of the being chayzer l'kviyuson. So what are we gaining? So the Gemara said, no, they're not chayzer l'kviyuson because v'chimigis asira. Okay, but let's say the gzeir is not they're going to be together b'kviyuson. The gzeir is you're going to be makir v'molam mizbeach ke'echad. So at the end of the day, we're stuck up against this. Why does the Rosh not say that from this Gemara is a riot? The Gemara seems to say that v'chi megis asira, and there's nothing to be geiser. What do you mean there's nothing to be geiser? You're going to be mad with the man of Mizbeach. There's your gzeir. There's your gzeir right there. So al-Korchach, what you have to say, Jacob showed me after Shir yesterday that there's a Rashash this way in Ayin Dalet and Amidah. He's not talking about this Rosh, but the Star itself. The Rashash says in Ayin Dalet that Achilas Mizbeach is not called an Achilas Issa. In other words, the Nidin of eating Ke'echod is you have Yobesh B'Yobesh, Tri Chatichas, Sabotu Chad B'Trei, so that the Nidin, Machalikas Shoshayim, is can you eat them Ke'echod or not? The Rashba says you can't eat them Ke'echod, you're for sure doing an Issa. And the Rosh says, no, you're allowed to eat them Ke'echod because it's Nepechli, it's Mutter. By the Mizbeach, there's no issue that if you have 10 different kohanim and you all put it on the Zbeach at the same time, that's called an achilu ke'echod. It's not an achilu ke'echod. Because, you know, even if you're the Rashba, you could put them all on the Zbeach at the same time. Because the Mizbeach is not mitzuv and isur. Mizbeach is not a person. Mizbeach doesn't have an isur to eat the psulim. The person who's makriv has an isur. So 10 different people are being makriv. So that's not called ke'echod. Moshul, even if you're the Rashba, you're not allowed to eat them ke'echod. But 3 different people could eat them ke'echod. Even the Rashba only says one person can't eat them ke'echod. But if you have 3 different people, they're allowed to eat them at the same time. So if you have 10 different kohanim, we're lost in Gemara's 10 kohanim. If you have 10 different kohanim who are being makdir through all of these imurim and the mizbeach at the same time, that's not called ke'echod. That's called 10 different kohanim. So that's why the Rosh didn't talk about. I think the whole thing melts away now. The Rosh didn't talk about being makdir them ke'echod because being makdir them ke'echod is nothing. Since it's 10 different kohanim, each carbon has its own kohen, presumably. Since there are 10 different kohanim who are being makdir to these emurim in the mizbeach, so that's not called ke'echod. Either the mizbeach is eating them all ke'echod, I don't care what the mizbeach is doing. What I care is what the kohanim are doing. The kohanim at the avada being makdir to them separately. So that's not a gemara about being makdir to them about achila ke'echod. What the Rosh is busy with, so what is the gemara? What is the issue in the gemara? The issue is that they're being chayzer l'kviyusim. The issue is that even though before it was called the parish, but now that they're together in the azara at the same time, and I know that one of these is osur, so I should say it's ikri sur. It was parish yesterday, but now it's ikri sur. Says the Rosh, it's a right to my second yisoy, that once I had it called the parish and I passed them each one separately, that it's mutter. So now it's ikri sur, and it's not chayzer, even though the circumstances change, it's not chayzer le'isur. So maybe we don't have to revamp. We don't have to revise the Rosh. No, but what I want to get to is, we don't have to revise the Rosh. We could say la'olam, like with what the beginning in the Rosh, from that the Rosh learns that there's a lot of back and forth over here, so it's a little bit head kissing. But the bottom line is that I think yesterday was that piece at the end of Shir. I think it was a good horror in the Rosh. Why does the Rosh focus on the b'chayzer l'kviyuson? Why doesn't he focus on the achilas mizbeach? That is an achilu ke'echod. What I wanted to do with that yesterday was to say that Taka Achilat Ke'echod is also, you Taka not allowed to put them on the Mizbeach Ke'echod. Because even the Rosh who has this Yisoy that Achilat Ke'echod is a Mutter, that's only by a Roiv of Yavish B'Yavish, because that's a Hezbatlus. But by a Roiv of called the Parish Meruva Parish, which is a Bureau of Sfeikas, there you Taka not allowed to do it Ke'echod. At the end of the day, I didn't gain anything with that. Because I'm still going to have a problem if you're going to posit that it's also to be Makdalim Ke'echod, let the Gemara say that that's the Gzer. I'll Kochuk that that's not an issue at all. Because you're allowed to be makdir, so you have to say that that's not something. So you have to say therefore that la'olam
what their backtrack.
We'll say la'olam the way we thought originally. I think that's taka the yashus. That from the very fact that the Rosh is putting together the Rav of Kol Deparish with the Rav of Yavish B'Yavish, it's Madiyuk in the Rosh that the Rav of Yavish B'Yavish is a Rav of Kol Deparish. And the Rosh holds that even when you have a Kol Deparish, it's Nepechli, it's Mutter, and it's Mutter Titim Ke'echot. So why didn't the Rosh bring a Rav to that original Yisrael from the Gemara and Svachim? Right away in the Rosh, when the Rosh was originally Miyasib, that when you have a Rav of Chad Betrei, which is a kind of Kol Deparish, so you're allowed to eat them ke'echod. So the Rosh has weak rayas, because the Gemara doesn't say otherwise, the Rosh and the Bittul is mashma like, why didn't he right away bring a raya from the Gemara in Zvachim? The Gemara in Zvachim says that if you have kol deparish, you have 10 behemoths, and each one had a kol deparish, you're allowed to bring them in the Mizbeach ke'echod. Oh, you see, achilu ke'echod is mutter. Terah says, because who cares? That's not called achilu ke'echod. Mizbeach is not a person, that's not called achilu ke'echod. It's 10 different kahanim. You don't see anything there about achilu ke'echod. Maybe achilu ke'echod is also. So therefore, the Rosh has to bring his weak rayas. The Gemara is mashma achilu ke'echod, it's loshen bittul is mashma the way. From this Gemara in Zvachim, he doesn't have a raya that you're allowed to eat them ke'echod. Because that's not the nidin in the Gemara in Zvachim, eating them ke'echod. But then he has a second nidin. Having established that you're allowed to eat them ke'echod because it's nepechli, it's mutter. But what happens later if things change, that it's no longer yovish b'yovish, now it's lach b'lach, can it be chayzul yisroi? I had a bittel of chad betray, but now it's lach b'lach, and lach b'lach, chad betray is not enough, I need shishim. Maybe it should be chayzul yisroi. So for this second yisroi, that once I paskin something with the roiv, it's not chayzul yisroi, even if in a way I lost the roiv, I had a roiv by yovish b'yovish, it was a good enough roiv for yovish b'yovish. I don't have a good enough roiv for lach b'lach, because lach b'lach needs shishim. Doesn't matter. Once the roiv paskin, I don't lose it, so it remains mutter, even if later the roiv goes away. That already has a raya from the Gemara Zvachim, because even though I had a raya when the behemoths were perish, but when I brought them together in the Azara, now it's Ikvi Sur, and now the raya went away. So that taki has a raya, that you see that once the raya paskin, I don't care later on that the raya went away. Yeah, so I think that's I think it was a red herring, this piece at the end. Yes, there is the Emes Adiyak here in the room. Why Taka focuses on. Why he focuses on the Ikvi Surah, not on the Achilles Mizbeach Ke'echot. That's a right deal. That's a Diuk Nochin. And there's another Diuk Nochin, why the Rosh didn't bring the Gemara's Vachem as a right to his original Yisoid. But the answer is much simpler than what I was saying yesterday. The simple answer is that Achilles Mizbeach is nothing. So therefore, there's no right to the Etzim Yisoid, you're allowed to eat the three pieces Ke'echot, because the Gemara's Vachem is not talking about Achilles Ke'echot. What there is a raya to is that once I have a roiv, then even if the roiv disappears, the beer of the roiv remains. Yeah.
Do we know if this kol deparish is working through the same, if this is working the same as bittul or working differently?
Right, so if that's the so now at this point, to what extent can we mechir from the Rosh that the bittul of yavish b'yavish is midin kol deparish? Because the Rosh never explicitly compared the two. Now it's coming out. The Rosh never explicitly compared the Rav of Kol Deparish to the Rav of Yavish B'Yavish. Because when he said you say that Yavish B'Yavish is Nepach, there's a magic of Nepach, he didn't quote the Gemara Zvachim. He couldn't have quoted the Gemara Zvachim because the Gemara Zvachim is not talking about Achilu Ke'echot. So I don't really have a Gemara of a Feirish with the Rosh. In the Rosh's original Yisai, that when you have a Bittul B'Rav of Yavish B'Yavish, it's Nepach, it's Mutter, and you're allowed to eat them Ke'echot. The Rosh never compared that to Din of Kol Deparish. So, but what the Rosh did compare is the Rosh's second Yisoid. But the Rosh's second Yisoid piggybacks on the first Yisoid. The Rosh's second Yisoid, that once the Rav paskind, so even though later if the Rav goes away, it remains mutter. And the Rosh says that the Hasbara of that is similar to the Hasbara for the first Yisoid. That once it was Nepechli, it's mutter, so it's not Chayzul Yisuri. It's clear in the Rosh, the two Yisoidists are connected one to the other. The Rosh says one because of the other. First, the Rosh is going to be asked, you're allowed to eat them kulum ke'echod. And then he says, once I'm saying you're allowed to eat the three chickens ke'echod, so now even if you put the chickens in a pot with other chickens, it's also mutter, it's not chayzul yisurei. Because once it was nepechli, it's mutter, it's not chayzul yisurei. And for that second Yisoid, which is a corollary of the first Yisoid, for that second Yisoid, he does bring the Gemara in Zvachim. That I see from the Gemara in Zvachim that even though once there was a Rav, even though later on it became Kavua, the Rav already passed him. So, Hagam, maybe it's possible for an action to say that maybe these are two different kinds of roiv, and maybe one has nothing to do with the other. But just the idea that something that once you have a roiv, it doesn't disappear later, once it became mutter, it's not chayzul yisroi, maybe it's only in that he's being medamah. But avada, that's much more of a bigger stretch. It's much more mistaber from the fact that the rush brings your eye from one to the other, but it's no longer as muchuk as it once was. But it's still more mistaber, since the rush is, at least in the second stage of the rush, he is being medama the two kinds of roiv, it's mistaber that it's taka a similar roiv. You know, if these were not similar roivs at all, this was a roiv of his battles, and this was a roiv of kol depar, shabir of sekes. So then, just because by the roiv of birur hasfekas, once I say that once I was mevar the suffix, not chayzer to become a suffix again, who says that that's a riot? That when I'm talking about the roiv of bispatlus, that once it became bottle, it's not chayzer to no longer be bottle. Maybe it's two different things. In fact, the Russian medama them, it's still an all nashma, that these are b'yisoidum one kind of roiv. It's a roiv of kol deparish, and if the rush really holds that even by a roiv of kol deparish, you could have an achilu keechod. He just can't prove it from the Gemara Zvachim, because in the Gemara Zvachim it happens to be that there is no Achiluk Echad, because Achilus Mizbeach is not called an Achilu. But Lu Yitzur, you had a Reuven called the Parish, Mu Parish, you would talk about Mutat, eat them all Echad. Maybe I was mentioned to another rush just to know a yedia, interesting yedia. I know that you think about it on your own, what to do with it. There's a rush in Perek Oisiv Esbenai, Simen Hei. The rush is talking about the following case. Let's say you have, this Oisiv Esbenai, the Sishk to be a Mechod, if you shecht the mother, you're not allowed to shecht the child, the calf, the same day. So let's say I have like this, I have a mother, and I have a mother and daughter, a mother and calf, and I shechted the mother. So now there's an issur, I'm not allowed to shech the calf. Today, I'm not allowed to shech the calf. That calf then jumped in and got mixed up with two other calves. So now I have three calves that are awesome. Because it's Balchai, Balchai's not bottle. Balchai's not bottle, Chad betray. Very similar to the Marin's welcome. So now I can't eat any of them. At least not till tomorrow. Also, it's a double shesh nematirim. It's another reason why it's not bottle. Anyway, it's not bottle. So the Gemara. So what is there an answer? What you could do? But Mike's, I'm hungry. I want to have a steak tonight. So the Rosh brings from the Gainim. From the Bahag. Kate said Yase. Mako Eson Vitoidon, he gives them a kick, and he sends them off in motion. V'chala Parish min Arayvu Parish. Similar to the Gemara in Zvachim, he gets them to sets them off in motion, and now I say called the Parish move a Parish, and now I can take one called the Parish move a Parish. But then he finishes off v'shnayim ha'neisorim also lo tshachdan ad l'macha. He can take one, because called the parish move parish, but the other two he can't take. So the Matan Yotif brings the Beis Yosef, says it's poshut, because you can't say called the parish move parish unless you have three. So one was parish, the other two are left. The other two you can't say on them called the parish move parish. It says in the Shosh Pesamayu the Kachidush that you have a herd and I stampede the herd. Remember, it's the same case like the Gemara Zochim, and he says the last two are also. So I don't get it. Like, you know, so that what's behind the Gemara says, how does the Rosh learn? How does Rosh now the Gemara in Zvachim? If the last two are Osir, so now you bring them all to the Azara, the Rosh Mashi bring them all to the Azara, because Zikvi Surah, apparently you bring them all to the Azara. So he says, well, I already passed them with the Rav. Once I pass them with the Rav, I don't care about Ikvi Surah. If the Rav only paskin, let's say, eight, 10 behemoths, the Rav paskin on the first eight, they were Parish, but the last two were also. Let's say, I don't know which ones they are. But there are two that are also. The Rav didn't paskin the last two. Now they're all put together in the Azara. It's Ikvi Surah. So why don't I say that the last two are Kavua and it should ask the whole herd? So yeah, ask the Olei Mur.
Already.
I mean, maybe it's a different case. Maybe here he's talking about a case where I gave it, I gave the herd a kick, but didn't all stampede.
Yes.
I gave a kick that one of them was Parish. Could be. What's his lashon? It's on page Kuf Chof. If you want to see inside the second column. First line, end of the first line. Kesed Yase, Makaison, Vitardon, Vikola Parish, Minerayu Parish, Vishtaiman, Isorim, Oslo Sheikhtan Adlamacha. Yeah, maybe it's a different case. Maybe over there it means, you know, Loshan Makaison, Vitardon is Mashma, that they're all in the job. But then he says that Hanishar, what do you mean Nishar? But they all went away. So maybe in Chalami, maybe it's a different case. Maybe over there it's a case where one moved and the other two remained behind. So the one that moved is called the Parish. The two that remained behind are not. But in the Gemara in Zvacha, maybe he's talking about where Nechbashinu, the Naidi, they're all Parish. And if they're all Parish, then there's no Shnayim and Nisarim, and maybe the Taka all Mutta. Afshaz, eh? But maybe he didn't matter. Maybe like this. Let's say this is maybe even. Let's say even it's a little bit chesmen, but it's an easy chesmen. It's a mathematical chesmen, not a chesmen with sugyas and everything. In the case in Zvachim, there are 10 behemoths, at least, because of Asar Kayanim, there's at least 10 behemoths. So let's say that the last two, the last two, like a race now. The first eight behemoths out of the corral, they're going to be, or out of the herd, they're all going to be called the Parish. But the last two are not called the Parish. They're the Shtayim HaNisarim. They don't have a called the Parish. But I don't know which two they are. Mishinu Denaydi, I don't know which are the two that went out last. I mean, let's say, I don't know which are the last two. Yeah, Taisa says you do when you're not looking. Anyway, Taisa says otherwise it's Pierce Lefanedo. You have to like turn your back and be. So I don't know which are the last two to leave. So now I have... Now I have eight behemoths that are mutter with kol deparish, and two behemoths that are the shnayim and the sorim that don't have a kol deparish. Stuck. I don't know how to look at this. How many allowed to eat any of them? How many allowed to eat any of them? I'll take a behemoth and I'll say, oh, call the parish. How do you know this is a behemoth that was parish? Maybe this was a behemoth that was not parish. Maybe this is a behemoth that was nisha. How am I also know? But on that itself, I have a rive. It's a rive of 8 to 2. Never mind my original issue, Chatas HaMesa, that was 9 to 1. Fine, that I've called the parish. But now I have a new issue. I have the 8 to 2. I have the ones that were parish versus the ones that were the shtayim and the sharm. That's 8 to 2. So can I eat the behemoth? I catch a behemoth. Can I eat the behemoth? I make a cheshbon. I have eight behemoths that are mutter, two behemoths that are also misofik, because those are the shtayim on the sarim. So maybe I could eat the behemoth, I'll call the parish. But I don't know if I can. Because I can only eat the behemoth, I'll call the parish if I know that it was parish. But that's good for the sofik if it was parish. Who says you're allowed to eat that? Yeah.
Wouldn't you ask yourself a problem where behemoths aren't?
You also have a problem behemoths aren't. No, but call the parish behemoths have. That's Mukhan the Marzvachim. They don't have the bittul of them kaimel. But because whatever the Hezbir is, let's say like Taisus and Sadakei, because they lose the Balei Chayim, even though they're Leinoida, even though it's Lat Leinoida, it still has the Maila being Kavua. But once it's perished, it's perished. But here, Lachar, you can't eat it because It's an interesting thing. I have a behemoth. It's a suffolk parish. What's the din of a piece of meat or a behemoth, whatever it is, that it's a suffolk if it was a parish or a kavua? It's not mitzasa. I have here every behemoth that I take. It's a suffolk parish, suffolk kavua. Yeah,
yeah. Why wouldn't you just stampede them again until they all are parish?
Let's bring them back and stampede them again. Okay, Nechami. But that doesn't say that anymore. Maybe you could. And then you'll have, and then it'll be like a sex. You'll mat them all, because even if they're from the last two, it's a sex. Yeah, but the Gemara often doesn't say you have to do that. So I'm asking, if the last two, I wonder what this text is. If the last two are usur, so how does it work to stampede the herd? I was thinking, well, that's good for the right. But that's what I wanted to say. You could take the last two attack usur, but since I don't know which ones they are, that was what I wanted to answer. That in the case of the Bahag, there's only three behemoths. So Lagabe, the original Isser of Isser of is 2-1. I have arrived, called the parish, move a parish. But now, but called the parish, move a parish. But I can't stampede them all and eat them all, because the last two are Isser, and it's only, so I have two of Isser, and one of them had to, there's no rive. Now, shanking the case in the Gemara in Zvachim, you have 10 behemoths. So you have a roiv, both klapir the shayla, which one is the chatas and meisa, and also klapir the shayla, which is the shayim and the sarim. Either way, you have a roiv. So every behemoth that I catch, I have to be down two things. First of all, is it a chatas and meisa? There's a roiv, the 9-1, that it's not called the parish, move a parish. But then I have another question. Who says that it's from the parish? Maybe it's kavua. Maybe these are the last two behemoths that were kavua. But on that itself, I have a roiv. Because it's 8-2. And 8-2 is also a roiv. You know, now I'm getting messed up, because it doesn't work so well. Because I don't know if I could use that roiv. Because I don't know if this behemoth is from the Shnayim HaNesorim, then it was never perished, and if it was never perished, the Roiv of 8-2 doesn't help me. No, it's good, actually. I take that back. It's good. It's good. You only need perish when if it's not perish, it's Ikvi Sur. That's why you need perish, because you have to get rid of the Ikvi Sur. It's not a din that Roiv needs Prisha. It's a din that if it's not Pirish, so when the Isser is Kavur Bim Kaimai, it becomes like 50-50. Because when the Isser is Kavur Bim Kaimai, it forces itself on you, that you have to be Mistapik in it. But in the Suffolk of 8-2, which are the Shtayim and the Sorim, it was never Ikve Yisura. Because there was never a Tarevis in which I knew for sure. I never had a Tarevis in which there's two, there are some of them on the Sorim. Whereas if I take a behemoth from a tarevis, and in that tarevis there's an iser kavua, so I have to be mistapik 50-50. Maybe this is the iser kavua, but I'm not taking this behemoth from the tarevis. I'm taking a behemoth from the stam, from the field, and I'm taking, I have a suffet. What?
Right,
so I'm taking a behemoth. I just found this behemoth somewhere. So what's my suffet? That maybe this behemoth was from the shnayim and the sorim. Was there ever a point where the Shnayim HaNesorim were an Isser Kavua that was right? Because the Shnayim HaNesorim are not an Isser, they just don't have the right of called the parish, but they're not an Isser, they're not Asurim Bavadai. The Shnayim HaNesorim themselves are not Asurim Bavadai, just they don't have the right. That's not called an Issa Kavua, but that's not called an Issa Kavua. Oh, this is getting really, really baroque.
You could only eat six, then. Because you'd lose the rove at four.
No, because since it's not an Issa Kavua, I don't even need it to be perished from it. You always have the rove. Oh, this is very cute. It's very cute. As far as a little bit subtle, but let's think this through from the top. Let's assume that I stampeded the herd in both cases. I stampeded the herd in both cases. The lashon of the Bahag is that way, right? The lashon of the Bahag is, I already turned the page, but the lashon of the Bahag was mashma, the chavton, the You gave them all a kick. So he says, you're allowed to eat the first one, but the shayim and the sarim are also. Well, actually, in the case of the Bahag, it sounds like you know which one is the first one. That's true. In the case of the Bahag, it sounds like you know which one is the first one. Because if you don't know which one is the first one, even if I don't know which one is the first one. The first one I take, I can say that it was perish from the rife. I maybe it's from the Shnayim HaNesarim. I'm not sure what's the pshat in the Bahag. If the pshat in the Bahag is, if the case is, I saw which one left first, and the shnayim and the sara means the two that didn't leave the herd, the slowest two. So then altogether then altogether it's different than the case in Zvachim. But I think the pshat in the Bahag is that I stampeded them all. The lashon in the Bahag is. I don't think Shnayim and Nesorim means the last two out of the gate. You know, it means the last two that I didn't take. I stampede them. Now it's called the parish. I could take one, and this is called the parish. But I can't eat more than one because at the end of the day, I'm relying on a rave of called the parish, and the rave of called the parish, by definition, has to be the behemoth that the rave is that it was parish min harayv. So I can eat this behemoth and say this behemoth was perished from the rive. But I can't eat two behemoths and say they were perished from the rive. Because how could two behemoths be perished from the rive? I only had three behemoths in the first place. By definition, you can't have three behemoths here that were perished from the rive. So let's say that's the Pashup Shat in the Bahag. So there's a lot here to unravel. So first of all, why isn't this steered to the whole Rosh? The Rosh said that when you have a rive, so you can eat them all. It's nepach liyis mutter. So why don't I say every single one of these behemoths, I could take it and I could eat it. So now they're all nepach liyis mutter. Like, why isn't this stam right away a clash between this Bahag and the Yisoid of the Rosh? The Bahag said, I have three behemoths. Again, the Pashup Shat in the Bahag, he said, I'm stampeding all three behemoths. And he says, I'm allowed to eat the first one because for that I have a kol deparish. But I can't eat the other two because I can't have a kol deparish for more than one behemoth. So why isn't that all by itself against the Rosh by us? It's the Rosh talking. The Rosh speaking this bag. He's not chayil kanim. Why isn't it all by itself against our Rosh? Our Rosh says, assuming that it's all the same kind of rive. Our Rosh says that when you have three pieces of chicken and they got mixed up together and you have a rive, and each piece of chicken you're allowed to eat, and now you're allowed to eat them kulum ke'echot. So why don't I say the same thing over there? Each behem over here was parish. So called the parish mirubu parish. And since each behemoth is called the parish move parish, so I should be able to eat all three behemoths. Yeah.
Maybe on the mizbeach, you cannot eat it because
there's no. It's not mizbeach. Forget the case of mizbeach. We'll come back to the Gemara in Zvachim. Before we even get to the Gemara in Zvachim, why isn't there just straight out a steer in the rush? By Oisiv es Benoi, the rush brings the Bahag that you can stampede the three behemoths. One of them is Oisiv es Benoi, I don't know which one. So you tardon, makos and the tardon. And you can eat one, but the shayim and the sarim you can't eat. Pashup shayim, the shayim and sarim means the two that you didn't take. Why is that different than the rosh by yavish b'yavish? I have three chickens, and each one has a roiv, and since each one has a roiv, you can eat them all. So, yes?
It's a very
pashup
thing. Maybe dovish eshematirim,
but dovish eshematirim is only a steer to the bittul of. Tovish Shesh L'Matirim doesn't matter by Tovish Shesh L'Matirim is a steer to the bittul of Lach B'Lach. It's a steer to the bittul of, or even to this. for whatever reason, Dabar Sheish Matirim is not a steer to Kol Deparish Mevu Parish. So, but I'm saying the Yisayit, if Kol Deparish Mevu Parish is a Raif, and if the Rosh has this Yisayit, that once you have a Raif and each chicken, so now you can eat those chickens all because the Nebuchadnezzar is Mutter. So why don't I say each one of these behemoths I could take with the Raif of Kol Deparish? And now that each one has a Raif, so it's Nebuchadnezzar is Mutter. So why can't I eat them all? If I can eat each one, so I should be able to eat them all.
Because of this, could we say that maybe the Rosh holds that the bittul by Yomish Biyomish is like the same as Lach Kolach? So why does he bring in the Gemara Zvachim? That's a Gudar Kolshke. If by Kolded Parish, it's not Chozer to be Isser and Kolshke.
So if we're gonna go back to our revisionist theory, you know, that we had at the end of the year yesterday, that maybe, which might be the emes. That maybe the Rosh is Yisoy by Yavish B'Yavish, and it's bottle, that's not the din of Kol Deparish, that's a bittle of Lach B'Lach, it's a bittle of Hispatlus, whatever we're going to call it. And his comparison to the Gemara Zvachim was only in regard to the Yisoy of that when something is Mutter, it's not Chayzul Yisoy, but the Etzim Gedder of the Rav is different. So then, the question I'm asking now is easily dismissed. Because the Rosh is Yisoy, they could eat all three, that's when you have the bittul of Lach B'Lach. But when you have the bittul of Kol Deparish, Mevu Parish, so maybe Ataka can't eat all three. Because it will say, like you said yesterday, it's a Bir Sveikas and a Bir Sveikas, so I can't eat all three, because that's a... If we'll say like that, then we're good. But let's say we're not going to say like that. Let's say we're going to go with the simple... But let's say we're going to go with the Pshat and the Rosh, that everything is this, it's all the same. Rav is Rav. And Rav means Kol Deparish, Mevu Parish, and the Rav of and Yavish B'Yavish. The Rav of Yavish B'Yavish is similar in kind to the Rav of Kol Deparish, even though it wasn't Parish. But since it's Leinoida, Leinoida Suris, like the Tosin Sadaka. Anyway, we're kids here. If we're going to go with the Havana, then it's all one din Rav. It has different expressions. You have the Rav of Kol Deparish, so it left the Kriyos. You have the rave of where I don't know which one is which, so I don't have it. So maybe that's not called the kfirs. But in essence, it's all one din of rave. So then, the chayra, we have here a steer in the rush. How come when it comes to the Isav Esbenoi case, you have these three behemoths, and the rush says you can eat one, but not all three? And the rush by us says that when you have three chickens, you can eat all three. Well, I think maybe there's a clue. I'm not 100% even sure what's the right answer, but I think there's a clue in the fact that when it comes to the three chickens, the Rosh is chiddush that you're allowed to eat all three. But even the Rosh, who is chaylik on the Rosh, agrees they could eat two. Here, by the case of the Bahag, you can't even eat two. You can only eat one. The other two, you can't eat. So in other words, it's clear that the reason why the Bahag says you can only eat one, you can't eat all three, and you can't even eat two out of three, is not because he holds like the Rashba that you can't eat them all ke'echod. If it was just because you can't eat them all ke'echod like the Rashba, so you can still eat two out of three. Each one has a right. Yeah, you can't eat all three because then you know you're doing an Isser, but two out of three you could do. That's not what it says in the Bahag. The Bahag says you can eat one, the other two you can't eat at all. I think the pshat is, the difference is, that in the case of the Rosh, you have three chickens in your freezer and you don't know which one is which, and you're allowed to eat all three, every chicken has a Rav. Because every chicken is one out of three. So every chicken has a Rav saying on it that, we'll see as I say it if it makes sense, but every chicken, the Rav can pass it on every single one of these chickens that it's probably kosher. That's what a Rav is. A Rav is probably. It's a Rav. Rav Stodim. Every one of these chickens has a Rav that it's probably kosher. It's true that we know that one is not, but still, there is a Rav that's saying that every single one of these has a probability that it's kosher. On the other hand, when you're talking about a case where it's Ikvi Surah, so there's no rave. So I want to come on to the fact that it was Parish, and we have a rule that called the Parish Meruba Parish. So this is a different kind of rive. This is a rive that says that this behema that was Yotze was probably Parish Min HaRoiv. So maybe what the Bahag is saying is three behemoths can't be Parish Min HaRoiv. Here it's built into the Rive that the Rive can only talk about one of the behemoths. Well, even though Rive is Rive, right? Rive is all related, but it's a different Rive. The Rive, when you have three chickens together and it's not Kavur because I don't know which one is which, so it's not called, and it's not Bali Chayim and it's not Dovish Shishna Matirim, so it's not Kavur, it's a Rive Bim Kaim, but I don't need to call the Parish, right? The three chickens, I don't need called the Parish, there is no called the Parish. It doesn't matter, it's not Kavur because since it's a Tarevist, I don't know which one is which, it's not Kavur. So I have, the Rive is Bim Kaim. So Bim Kaim, every chicken has a Rive that it's a kosher chicken. This chicken is probably kosher, this chicken is probably kosher, this chicken is probably kosher. Everyone has its own right. But in the case of the Bahag, Bim Kaimai, it's Kavur. It's Bali Chaim, it's not Kavur exactly, but it's Bali Chaim, it's not Bottle Bim Kaimai. So I need to come on to the din of Kol De Parish. Kol De Parish means that when something is Peresh, so there's a Svara that the Prisha was Min HaRoiv. It probably was Parish from the Rav Chanuyas, not from the Miut. So here, since every Prisha by definition reduces the number of Chanuyas, so to speak, that there are, every Prisha reduces the number of Chanuyas. So here it's not possible to say that every one of these roives, every one of these behemoths has its own roive. Because how can every one of the behemoths have its own roive? It's built into the mathematics of Kol De Parish that every roive over here is at the expense of the others. Every prisha reduces the number of behemoths that are left behind. They can't all be parish from the roive. It's built into the Prisha itself. The Prisha itself, you can't have Gimel Behemoths that are being perished from the Rav. So this is a Rav that Lechatchila can only talk to one of the Behemoths. The Rav called the Parish could say one of these Behemoths was perished from the two that are kosher. But the Rav by definition can only be matter one of the Behemoths. This is a Rav that by definition can't be matter more than one Behemoth because only one Behemoth could have this Rav. I don't know which one, and maybe any one of them can have the rive. Whichever one I take first, it has the rive. But I can't give this rive to two behemoths because these two rive, here the two rives are a contradiction to each other. If this behemoth was Parish Min HaRoiv, then the other behemoth was not Parish Min HaRoiv. By the three chickens, the rive of each behemoth is not a contradiction. This behemoth has a rive, and that's not a contradiction to the other behemoth having a rive, and it's not a contradiction to the third behemoth having a rive. There is a contradiction, they can't all be kosher. But the rive itself doesn't contradict. This behemoth really has a rive, and this behemoth really has a rive, and this behemoth really has a rive. Right? They're all right. Chicken number one says, I'm probably kosher. You're right. Chicken number two says, I'm probably kosher. You're right. Chicken number three says, I'm probably kosher. You're right. And then it's like in the joke, you know, but they can't all be right. You're also right. Fine. But Lemaise, each chicken's rive is right. Each chicken has a rive. But you can't have that each behemoth says, I was Parish Min HaRoiv, and the other behemoth says, I was Parish Min HaRoiv, and the other behemoth says, I was Parish Min HaRoiv. They're not all right. Because you can't have three behemoths that were Parish Min HaRoiv.
What about two? Shouldn't two then be good?
No, because even two not. Because the minute one was Parish Min HaRoiv, the other two can't be Parish Min HaRoiv. Because two is, when one is Parish from two, it's not Parish Min HaRoiv. So that's what the Bahag is saying. The Bahag is saying, when you have an Eder of three behemoths, they can't all be Parish Min HaRoiv. So there, the Rav itself, Lechatchila, can only be a Rav on one behemoth. It doesn't have to be a specific one, but the Rav can only say about that one behemoth that it was Parish Min HaRoiv. The other two remain also.
What will happen by 10?
Now that's all the Gemara and Zvach. Now let's take the same case. Let's imagine the case of the Bahag, for example, but instead of having three behemoths, which was his case, I have 10 behemoths. So now, Oh, so the chayr, what should be? The chayr should be that the first eight are mutter, but the last two are mutter, are also. The chayr, that's how it should come out. The way now, if we have this a little bit of clarity here, what?
Why not six? After six, it's now 2 versus 2. The same age, 1 versus 1.
No. Because I'm busy with the original suffix of Eisiv Esbenai. Never mind that layer, that other layer of complexity we're gonna maybe we talked about before. Let's we're gonna build it up again from the bottom. Let's just talk about Eisiv Esbenai. So I have a din of Eisiv Esbenai. Eisiv Esbenai tells me, so one of these behemoths is Eisiv Esbenai. One out of the 10. I don't know which one. So each behemoth, I stampede to her. Each one of the behemoths, I could say it was Perish Min Arayv. So one could be Perish Min Arayv, two could be Perish Min Arayv, until you get to the last two. The last two can't be Perish Min Arayv. So the same Chesbin is true. Over here, the Eisiv, the Arayv of Kolab, Kol the Perish, Mu'u Perish, can say itself on one behemoth. It could be said on two behemoths. It could be said even on eight behemoths. The first eight behemoths that I take, I could say each one of these was Perish Min Arayv. But it can't say itself on the last two behemoths. Because the last two behemoths can't be Perish Min Arayv, because, again, like we said before, because that's a right that's a steer to each other. So now we have a problem. So what do we do with the Gemara in Zvachim? The Gemara in Zvachim says that you're allowed to take all eight behemoths and be mak of them. How can you take all eight behemoths and be mak of them? Why isn't it a problem of the Bahag? Yes, that's what it means. It means that except they were all perished at the same time. In fact, the Rav disbanded all at once. But still, they're also saying, the Bahag is saying in Lomdus, the Rav, since every one that's perished reduces the number of behemoths that are left, reduces the Rav, so therefore, to say this kind of Rav, I can say to any one of the behemoths, because the Rav disappeared all at the same time. It's not like they left one at a time. If they left the herd one at a time, it would be a different story. They left the herd, let's say, all together. They all just bolted. That's the mashmois in the back. They left it all together. The first one that I take, I can say, okay, that one was perished when I rave. But since that rave, by definition, doesn't leave a rave behind it, so that kind of rave you only get to say it on one behemoth. You don't get to apply it to more than one behemoth. Because it's built into that rave that it can only be said on one behemoth.
By the chickens, why doesn't the rave change? You take one out.
Because by the chickens, I don't need to take it after the rave to be true. The rave was true even before I took the chickens out. While the chickens were in my freezer, there was already a rave. So I don't need... So that rave didn't come at the expense of... That rave didn't reduce the rave for the others. The chicken has a rave. Chicken number one has a rave. But there's still a rave for chicken number two because the claim way they have a rave. In the freezer, they have a rave. But a rave that only happens when I take one out from the set. So that's a rave that reduces the others. So it can't apply to all of them because every rave... Every rave diminishes the rave for the other two, and since I only have three behemoths, so the first rave that I use diminishes the rave for the other two below the line of rave. The svar shul atzmai, I think, is a good svar, and I think that's the answer for the steer in the rush. But the question now is, so we saw we're coming back now to the question from before. So why in the Gemara in Zvachim are you allowed to bring all 10 behemoths, and you rely because each one has a rive? You rely that each one has a rive, but this is a rive that can't be matter all. That's the Bahag. This is the kind of rive that can't be matter all 10 behemoths. So it can be matter the first one, the second one, the third one. If you get to behemoth 9 and 10, you shouldn't be able to use the rive anymore. Question. And then what I wanted to say before is not going to win out. With this hasbara, the way of being mazbar, the rosh shouldn't be a stira. So I think it's a fundamental question. It's what I said before, that maybe there's another rave that it's not from, it's from the eight and not from the two. I don't think that's right. This is a rave. We're not talking about the first and the last. It's the rave that by definition can only be applied to eight behemoths and not to 10. So how are you allowed to be mak of 10 behemoths? I'm not sure. I'll throw it a possibility, yes.
Can they all stampede at once?
But our case, in the Bahag's case, I think they also stampeded it once. I mean, that's what I'm assuming. If in the Bahag's case they didn't stampede it once, and it was one, two, it was one, and then two, and then three, and if that's what the Bahag is talking about, then this whole discussion is moot. Then there was never a steer in the rush in the first place, and we didn't have to have shear today. That's a moot. I'm assuming, I think that's the yashus in the Bahag. That he's not saying that the case is that you took one out. Then he didn't, then he should have said that. The makos in v'tardon v'chol ha'parish min arevu parish v'shnayim in saras. I think the lashon is mashmal. You have to take a see in Paiskim if there's this yachsus to this. I think the Bahag is mashmal that you stampeded them all. You're allowed to take one, but the other two you can't use. And I have hasbara for that. I think it's a nice hasbara. Why this is different than the case of the chickens? Because the rev of called the parish by definition can only be used for one and not for three. But my question is, how can you use it for eight? You could use it for, how can you use it for 10 behemoths? You could use it for eight, but not for 10. So I'll say about, I'll throw out maybe a balabatish teres. Almanaskan, you should think about it. Maybe there's some other deep teres that somebody could find. But I want to throw out a balabatish teres that may be like this. What would be in the case of the Bahag? The Bahag told me there was one person. One person wants to eat these behemoths. So he can eat one, he can't eat three, because the roif can only say on one, not on three. But what if it's three different people? So then maybe the Bahag will be moider that here already will be okay. Because each one could say that you're eating treif, but I'm relying on the roif. Yeah?
That wouldn't work, because the second of the, it's a dira, the second the first man takes it out, when the second one comes, he's not.
No, they all stampeded at once again.
You're changing the roif when the first guy eats the first.
No, you're not. They stampeded. Finished. Stampeded. They stampeded. There was, each one had a roif. But this roif, by definition, can only matter. It's a one shot deal. You know, they all stampede at once. They all have kol deparish meruba parish. But it's built into kol deparish meruba parish. You only get to use it once, because the minute you use it to say that this one was parish, so you can't say the other one was parish too. The minute you say that this one was parish minar roif, it's built into the roif itself that you can't say that the other one was also parish minar roif. So that's fine if it's only me. But maybe if it's three different people, so maybe each one can say, you're the shekis, but my behemoth, that's the one that was called the parish meruba parish. And that's the case in Zvachim. Each kohen is being makta separately. We saw in the Rosh, the achilas mizbeach doesn't matter. The issue is that each one is being makta, each kohen is being makta separately. So each one has, well, the only thing, no, it's still going to be a problem. Because even that's a nice chesmon, but what about the Rosh and the kudur? That you bring them all to the Azara, now you have an issur kavur. So the Rosh said, no, it's not chayzuli surai, because I already passed them with the Rosh, that it's mutter. That's only good if I pass them with the Rav, that they're all mutter. But if I can only pass them with the Rav, that eight of them are mutter, two of them don't have the Rav. The answer is, it's also not sure. Because while those two don't have the Rav, but they're not called an Issa Kavua. And Issa Kavua means there has to be a Vada Issa Kavua. The two that don't have the roiv, they don't have the roiv. I can't eat them. Misafik. But it's only misafik. That doesn't make an issa kavua. There's no behemah here that has a vadius that should make an issa kavua. The vadius I took off by giving eight of them a kol deparish. So there's two that remain behind. They don't have a kol deparish. So they don't have the roiv. So they don't have the roiv. I can't eat them. But that's not an issa kavua. That's it. That's the end of the story. That's the package. Okay, let's go. Let's just chaz this over again. This is really all. Okay, I didn't know any of this was going to happen today, but it's a good. We shouldn't do this all the time, but it's a good kind of. It's a good shear for. It's a good shear for once in a while. The cheshbon is easy. The svaras are hard. The cheshbon is very easy. Starts off, we go in. It's a three-step deal. First of all, we start with the steer and the rush. Again, we're all assuming pshat in the Bahag that when the Bahag says you can't eat the shtayim and the sarim, he doesn't mean that the case is that one sheep ran out and the other two remained behind in the corral. Okay, you stampeded them all, but the Bahag is saying alumnus, you can eat one but not all. And the question that we began with is, why is that different than the rush by the three chickens? You have three chickens, you can eat all three, even though. So how come over here you can't? Because each one has a roiv and it's nepachli, it's mutter. So why over here, by the in the Bahag's case, why do you say it's all nepachli, it's mutter? So that we said, I think a teretz, a mahalach, that there's a fundamental difference. That in the case of the three chickens in my freezer, each roiv is not at the expense of the other ones. Every chicken has its own roiv. Because each chicken in the freezer, there's a 1 out of 3, there's a 2 out of 3 chance that it's a kosher chicken. That raiv doesn't diminish the raiv for the other ones. This chicken has a raiv. That doesn't diminish the fact that the other chicken has a raiv and that the other chicken has a raiv. All 3 chickens have a raiv. Each chicken says, I'm kosher, I'm probably kosher, and he's right. Each chicken is probably kosher. Mashenken, in the case of the Bahag, it's kalua. So I have to come out the cult of, or it's Balei Chaim, whatever, it's Balei Chaim. It's not, you don't have the raiv of Chad Betray. It's Balei Chaim and it's Tovish Yishlam Etirim, that you don't have it. You have to come out the cult of Parish. The raiv of cult of Parish, they can't all 3 say it at once. Each behemoth can't say, I was Parish Min Arayv. You can't say, I was Parish Min Arayv, and I was Parish Min Arayv. Because to be Parish Min Arayv means that you're diminishing the number of behemoths that are left behind. That's what it means to be Parish Min Arayv. So each behemoth, they can't all 3 be Parish Min Arayv. That's a sphere. So that raiv of called the parish, Meruba parish, by definition, cannot be said to be matir down to the last 2. Up to the last 2. But the last 2 you have to leave over. Because it's a steer in logic to say that all three of these behemoths were parish min arayv. Because when you're parish min arayv, you leave behind 1 less. So every prishim and arayv reduces the number of behemoths that you have to work with. So every prishim and arayv is at the expense of the next prishim and arayv. One behemoth perish from 10, so the next behemoth perish from 9, the next behemoth perish from 8. Each prishim and arayv diminishes the arayv that the next one has. So here, when you have only 3 behemoths, only 1 gets to be perishim and arayv. So if you can only 1 behemoth, you can't eat all 3. That's Dover Echo. That's chapter 1. Chapter 2. Okay, fine. Now, what about the Gemara in Zvachim? The Gemara in Zvachim says you have 10 behemoths, you stampeded all 10 behemoths, and now you bring them all to the Mizbeach. So how can you bring them all to the Mizbeach? But one of them, so what do you say? So the Rosh said, because since each one had a called the parish, move a parish, so it's not chayzeli surai, even though it's kavu in the Azara, it's not chayzeli surai, and it's fine. Each one continues to enjoy the called the parish, move a parish. So question number 1 is, but how can you be makhdi them all on the Mizbeach? Because you'll be makhdi them all on the Mizbeach. You can't eat all 10. You can't eat all 10 of these. You can't eat, just like you can't eat all 3 of the Oisav Espinoi behemoths. So how can the Mizbeach eat all 10 of this called the parish Meruba parish of these Chatas and Meitzah behemoths? But that's not fair at all, because anyway, we saw in the Rosh that the Achilas Mizbeach is not. We're not worried about the Achilas Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is not Jewish. It doesn't matter. It could eat whatever it wants. The issue is for us, and for us not a problem, because we have 10 different kohanim. And each kohen can ignore the other kohen. Each kohen can say, "By me, it's a called the parish Meruba parish." That's fine as far as it goes. But then chapter 3 is. But the Rosh by us raised a different issue. That when you bring all the emurim to the Azara, it was chayzer to be kavua. And the Rosh learns up that's trapped in the Gemara. That's the issue of Chimagistas here. You bring them all to them to the Azara, so that it's chayzer liyas kavua. So what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answered the Chimagistas here, which the Rosh understood to mean that once the Rav paskind that it's called the parish, it can't be chayzer liyas kavua. So the question is, but the Rav only paskind at 8, and 2 the Rav didn't paskind. So 2 behemoths, why can't the 2 remaining, the Shnayim HaNesarim, the last 2 behemoths, whichever they are, we know what they are, whatever, we don't, it's not really specific behemoths, but there's 2 in this mixture that don't have the Kol Deparish. So those 2 should make an Issa Kavua for the rest. So what do you mean it's not Chayzulias Kavua? It is Chayzulias Kavua, because there's 2 behemoths here that don't have the right. Those 2 behemoths should cause that there should be an Issa Kavua for the rest. The answer is an Issa Kavua only works when you have a Vada Issa Kavua. You have a behemoth that's a Safek Isser, doesn't make Kavua, because the definition of Kavua is that there's a Vade Isser Kavua from Kaimer. The last 2 behemoths don't have the Raiv, but they're not Vade Osser. The last 2 behemoths don't have the Raiv, they're 50-50 Osser. I mean, not even 50-50, I don't know what they are, but they don't have the Raiv, they don't have the Kol Deparish. So they're a Safek HaShokul. Because by them it's, whatever it is, so a Safek HaShokul, each one of those behemoths is a Safek, maybe it's not even between the 2 of them, it might be neither of them. They're just 2 that don't enjoy the Kol Deparish and Meruba Parish. But neither of them is an Issur Vadai. Even the 2 together are an Issur Vadai. So if they're not an Issur Vadai, they don't make Kavua for the rest of it. The Gemara thought there's an Issur Kavua because among the 10, there's about one that's Chatas HaMeso. That the Gemara says, very good. Among the 10, 8 of them I was already mati with the Kol Deparish and Meruba Parish. I have 2 that don't have the Kol Deparish. 2 not having the Kol Deparish doesn't make an Issur Kavua. That's the Chayim. Okay, that's it. I want to finish the Rosh. I think I left this. That's a I think that's it. I think for the Rosh, that's it. There's more to talk. There's other in the Kuddish and the Rosh. There's a side in the Kuddish. Well, I don't know. I'm not even sure what to do over here. We can't spend all day all week on the Rosh. I mean, not that anybody's stopping us, but. Oh, we do have to do the Rosh. There's too much here. Okay, I think I think we do have to finish the Rosh inside. But what I'm going to do is I'm not going to read the rest of the Rosh inside because then we'll be here forever. So the rest of the Rosh from here forward, I'm just going to talk about a little bit outside the Rosh Yeprakim with the Rosh, and then I want to talk a little bit some more about the Rashba. I sent you a Rashba in the two Rashbas, one in the Tshuvas, one in the Teres Habayis. The Teres Habayis is an Indian that we're not really holding it about butter and so on. I don't care if you don't see that Rashba. I care more about the Rashba in the Tshuvas. That's the Rashba where he talks about two chatichas. And why you bring an Oshon Tolui, maybe one of the chatichas is bigger, it should make a roiv. We talked about that Rashba in the past. I want to revisit that Rashba, because there's a big tumult in the Rashba. What does the Rashba really hold about the nature of Yavish B'Yavish? And we'll see. You know, the Rashba and the Teres Habayis also, if you could figure out the Rashba and the Teres Habayis, basically what he's talking about, so Matov, otherwise I'll tell you what he's talking about. I think there's a... So, and that's it. And then we'll go back. So I think, what's today? Tuesday. Yeah, so we'll probably be still in this tomorrow for sure. We'll see. Maybe we can finish it all by tomorrow. And start the next Sugya ready by Thursday. Or the next Tosfos. We're going to finish the Tosfos. And also, there's a Tosfos here about the Tosfos Shani Chatifa with this Kavit. Right, that's the next Sugya anyway. We still have to do. Okay, so between everything, between finishing the Rosh and doing the Rashba a little bit, and doing the Tosfos, but trying to Chaticha, you'll really have it. That for sure will take us to the end of the week. So then next week we'll start the Chesugya of Chaticha. We'll start the Chesugya of Chaticha Nase, Chaticha Nase's Neveh. Okay. I wouldn't do it.